Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and Dr. Clare is with us on the show today. You'll know Dr. Clare very well from her clinic there in Galway, and you really are, well, I know you're a GP, but you're an expert when it comes to herbal medicine as well, and it's something that a lot of people are turning to. I know. The good news is you also have a podcast. Tell me all.
Yeah. Yes, it's called The Herb Doctor. It's available on all the platforms. It's also available on YouTube. So please take a listen, see if you like it, follow and subscribe. What it is, I feel like I love, love, love radio. And lots and lots of people have, over the years, have said to me, oh, but you make things sound easy, you make them less complicated, even though they're obviously very complicated subjects, or, oh, I wish you had that on audio. This is all coming like from nearly all of the things that I have done have been like organic. And about in 2016, my son Dan, who's a professional musician, did a jingle. So that was the first step. And then it's taken all of post-COVID. And eventually I collaborated with somebody who's launching her podcasting hosting facility. And I thought, well, here we go. Now we have everything, you know, lining up. The ducks are happening in a row. I needed somebody to kind of ask me the questions, tell me what you want to know, that kind of thing. So it's a very informal thinking of a subject, what people are likely to know, not likely to know, how I can explain something that's quite complex in a way that's accessible to people.
Right.
And that's my passion.
Because I know when you've been on with us before, I mean, the first thing I always kind of say to you is, what are people going to you about, Dr. Clare? What are the ailments that people are looking for maybe help with when it comes to herbal?
You're right. There are patterns, but they come with everything. Mm. Children come with asthma, eczema and digestive upsets, toddlers, diarrhea, all that kind of thing. Women come a lot for digestive problems, irritable bowel syndrome. Also inflammatory bowel disease. The herbs are very collaborative in managing autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, Lyme, all of those conditions that really in my doctor's bag, I have very little to offer.
Yeah.
But there are so many approaches you can make. Cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure in particular, normalizing lipids, you know, for people who are being offered statins and they're reluctant, and, you know, enhancing lifestyle advice and maintenance and using herbs and supplements like red rice yeast. But it's all about context. It's individualized.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of mentoring. The original word for doctor in Latin is docere, which means to teach. So the commonest thing I say to patients is, this is about doing a diploma in your own health. This is not about the general advice for the whole population. We all know that. But what's specific to us? Well, not everybody knows it, but many of us do. What's specific to you? What are the things that will give you the 8 out of 10 benefits?
Right.
As opposed to the 2 out of 10 benefits, because we can't all do everything.
I'm hearing an awful lot of people, younger people as well now, suffering with thyroid issues. And I don't know whether it's always been the case or whether it's just more prevalent at the moment.
All of the autoimmune conditions, most people with hypothyroidism, the problem is an autoimmune background to it. People aren't noticing the overall massive increase in autoimmune diseases because they tend to go to different specialties, like they go to skin specialists, digestive specialists, allergy connective tissue specialists, all of the different specialists. And sometimes people can be going to 2 or 3. Eye specialists is another one. And then nobody is counting up that actually the foundation for all of these is autoimmune issues.
Yeah.
Hormone issues have been all of the endometriosis, polycystic ovarian syndrome, PMS, chronic sinusitis. You know, this is why I went into herbal medicine, because I had so many patients and I wasn't able, I'd given them everything in the doctor's bag, and either it wasn't doing the job, or I would be reluctant to take them myself or give them to my family because of the long-term side effects.
Okay.
So recurrent infections, chest infections, cystitis, everything. I never know what's going to come in the door.
And there's kind of, you kind of have a herbal remedy for most things, do you?
Well, again, when I set up the clinic, we had a dispensary of all the different herbs, but people didn't come in and ask me for coltsfoot or verbena or echinacea. They might come in for echinacea, but they wouldn't come in and ask. They could come in and say, I keep getting these chest infections every winter. Do you have anything for that? Or I have bad PMS. Do you have anything for that? So over about 2 or 3 years, not through cleverness of myself, these would be things that would be knowledgeable to many mothers and grandmothers and women of the big house and knowledgeable women who knew the land over thousands of years. Like, this isn't me being clever. These are blends that would be known to be good for a range of conditions. And I put them together in blends, so people had them, the dispensary staff had access to them. Then a patient came in, you know, people know they're there.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I must do that. And then 2 years later, she came in with the labels on a floppy disk. That'll tell you how long ago it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, they've had to change a bit since then due to there's quite a lot of restrictions on what it can use. But there's still a number of food-based blends that can be very helpful. And they would be helpful for people with those conditions, about 60-65%, more for some, less for the others. The ones that are less are the ones that people need to take for a longer period of time. And if that's the case, they're really better off making an appointment to see a well-qualified medical herbalist.
Do you know what I think is great, with yourself, Dr. Clare, is that, okay, this is herbal medicine, but you are a qualified GP. So I think sometimes people feel like, oh gosh, what if they give me the wrong thing? Your knowledge base is so broad because you've done the medical side of it as well as the herbal side.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an advantage. But mostly if it's very, very complicated or people on polypharmacy. I teach herbal medical students, so I know how well, and I've done the herbal medicine degree course myself, so I know how well qualified herbalists will be trained to recognize red flags, to make a very helpful differential diagnosis, and also to know the basis of pharmacy so they can avoid drug-herb interactions. So I'm not claiming that. Somebody who's a well-qualified herbalist, you don't have to be a doctor. And the reason for that is that the herbs are relatively, and I mean relatively to a very high degree, relatively safe.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm about to publish a book on drug-herb interactions, after which it'll be even safer for people to use herbs and for their GPs to be confident of the herbs that they can use, and for herbalists to have a resource which will be regularly updated.
How do you get a minute? A book as well as a podcast?
Yes, yes. Oh, and one of the things in the podcast is I'll be finding small topics within, two books that are ready to be published. So I'll be finding small topics within the books. And listen, the number of people who come with stress and depression and the number of people who come on many herbs because they, many drugs, because they want to rationalize what are the really essential ones. Mm. And this is where I emphasize that what I do is collaborative medicine. I sometimes persuade people who won't take drugs of the benefits for them as an individual. Often people are more receptive because they know I'm working in other ways towards them not needing medication.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes the medication is needed permanently, but not always. So these are the kind of subjects that a 20-minute podcast on any of those subjects would be very, I think, helpful to people. Even if I was to do 20 minutes on PMS, 20 minutes on endometriosis, 20 minutes on managing anxiety and stress. Really, don't go and see a herbalist if you don't intend to change anything. Yeah. If you're adverse to taking medicines that don't taste like sugar. Okay, because a lot of the medicines don't taste like we're used to tasting. They stimulate the bitter receptors rather than the sweet receptors. And the more bitters you take, the more you displace your sweet receptors. And if you're not going to change something about your life, if you're doing so many things in your life that stress is inevitable, well, then either you need to manage them differently or you need to reduce them. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, of course.
The herbs they're not magic.
They don't fix everything without putting in effort elsewhere as well. Okay, well, we'll have a look there. Well done on the new podcast. It's called The Herb Doctor with Dr. Clare. Have a look there. drclare.ie, clare.ie. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.